want to point out a fascinating thing. You can see it if you look back at the if you go back to Ois. Starting from Ois Chaf Hey. Or actually Ois Chaf Dalet. So then Ois Chaf Dalet is actually Yenich, double losses me in Ois Chaf Dalet. So that a person should be careful of X, Y, and Z, and he shouldn't miss anything out from this takana. So the Mefarshim are mevubel exactly what this takana is referring to. Rabbi Yaakov suggested that this is actually a hakdama to the following osius. If you look at the following osius, he says he's talking. The Rush wrote this for himself. He's talking to himself. You know, I'm going to make a list of things I want to work on. My kabbalah is now not to miss any of them. So Ois Chaf Hei starts with the letter Le, with an Aleph. Ois Chaf Vav starts with a Beis. Ois Chaf Zayin starts with a Gimel, or the topic of the Gimel, the Harkin Gai Bebekas. Midar Shekhar Tirchak, Dar Shekhar, Hosrim Yimchum Mishen HaSakona. And this is Ois Tov. Ois Chaf Vav, we made it all the way from Aleph to Tov. And so the last thing he says is Tchilas Masecha HaBeit Soifam. After everything we listed over here, all the things I want you to work on, to think about, the bottom line that I want to take, the takeaway is that you can't work on any of these things which are above unless you have a thought process of seeing what the results are going to be of your actions. Because I'm working on Gaiva, and I do X, and X is a result on Gaiva, so I have not been dealt with Gaiva. Not that I'll end up being Nichshel in Gaiva. The starting point wasn't Gaiva, it was something else, but it'll lend itself to Gaiva. I'm worrying about Hasis Mimcha Mishena Sakona. Well, if I get involved in X, I'll have a problem with Mishena Sakona. I have a problem with Avas Hashem, Rabbi Tochen. But any one of the things that I said before, so the last Ois of all the Oisias is Chilas Masecha HaBeit Sofer. If you don't have a process of a thought process set up, where the things are going to lead you, even though you very much don't want to be there, you're going to be there. And so he presents it in Tchilas Masecha HaBeit Sofer. Habi Mechashev Hefsim Itzu Kenegat Tzchara, Tzchara Beit Kenegat Sedom, Kechom Chacham Eina Barosha. The person has to have ability to look and to think what the results are going to be. So I think Rabbi Yaakov, I don't recall if Rabbi Yaakov said that point or not, but the last Ois. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't, I don't remember. Yes. But I don't remember, I don't recall that he said that. Okay. So one point. Now it's interesting that maybe if this thought process is correct, if you think about that the Silsa Sharm when he legs back the Silam Aliyah, so Silam Aliyah is a person who's going through a process of developing himself. So the first step is it's based on the price of Rapinchas Ben Yor mentioned in Avodah Zorah, Yishadim called Avodah, the last six parsha Kiseitze, because I'll say that the person should be careful. And therefore, Mekanom rule term over the day. So here's so the process of any shmartim is called double row. You have to create a shmir process. So the first step is zahirus. Michel Sherman explains zahirus. He sees that the ikar yisod of zahirus is the idea of his burden, his thinking. The way to be careful about something is he talks about creating gedorim. But he talks about more so the idea of having a cheshbon nefesh. A cheshbon nefesh. At the end of the day, how did my day go? What did it accomplish? Did it accomplish what I wanted to accomplish? Did it take me where I wanted to take me? And a cheshbon at the beginning of the day. Rezelik Pliskin has a fascinating sefer called Gateway to Self-Knowledge. So Gateway to Self-Knowledge is a very powerful sefer. It should come with a warning label. Do not take this unless you're ready for it. And all the vast majority of the Sefer talks about the dip being able to change yourself, etc. The vast majority of the Sefer is a list of questions. It has about 100 different meters. It gives you questions to think about where you're holding in the meter. So some people it's quite depressing because you realize that you're much less further along than you thought you were. Say it gently. And if you answer the questions honestly, but the answer is like, because you don't ask the questions, you don't really have to think about it. But you have to ask the questions. It's like, it can be very depressing. It's like, it's very careful. It's all can be very intense. It can intensify a person. A person whose nature is intense, it can intensify him too, not in a healthy way. So, but that being said, he has two lists of daily questions. He has daily questions you should ask yourself at the beginning of the day. It is one list of questions that he has. Another question he asks you, you can ask yourself at the end of the day. And the other questions at the beginning of the day are basically, they all revolve around the idea of, where do you want to go? What do you want to accomplish in life? What do you want to accomplish today? Vis-a-vis what you want to accomplish in life. So, Lucille Sherman talks about making cheshbon nefesh. At the end of the day, obviously you had to have a cheshbon at the beginning of the day, because you can't measure how well you did in your day unless you had some type of a definition of what that's supposed to be. So most of us, our definition of what we want to accomplish at the beginning of the day is default. Right? You know, I want to be a good Jew. You know, I have no specific plans that I want to accomplish. I want to be a good Jew. You know, I know a good Jew is supposed to adopt, you're supposed to learn, right, etc. And that's good. That's not a bad thing. Right? But realistically, you know, we're talking about a lot of the process of correction, called tshuva correction, requires that there should be, it's a step-by-step process. So saying I want to be a good Jew today doesn't help me in a process. It doesn't move me anywhere. It doesn't move me from point A to point B. It's, you know, I did davening better today, davening worse today. Okay, but if I decided that davening is something that I want to work on, okay, what am I going to do today about davening, which will lead to what I'm going to do tomorrow about davening? What am I going to do the next day about davening? What is my plan? And then what should I be doing today? And then I can measure at the end of the day, how did I do? If I don't have a plan, so what's the measure? So all of these things that you've been talking about, he says, the Rosh says, you have to push it, have a vision of where you want to go. The beginning of where you're going, he's not necessarily talking about just that half the mitzvah negative scars, how are going to say that? That's like the negative issue, right? But rather, I want to get somewhere, and where do I want to get? And my beginning of my actions, I have to measure them against that soif, wherever that soif is going to be. So I would like to be a more kind person. Okay. So what do you want to do about that? How are you going to work on that? Then you can ask yourself, what are you going to do today about it? So Tchilas Masechah HaBeit Sofer, I think it carries a lot more than just make it through the day healthy, right? That's, you know, a patient who's not well. So we have two issues. We have to, you know, get him through the day. Then we have to get him on some type of a regimen and a program which will get him more healthy. There's two different issues. Right? So I think both of them are included in Tchilas Masechah HaBeit Sofer. The Rosh Hashanah sees this as the foundation of the ladder. If we don't train ourselves to be thinking people, we're not going to go anywhere. I can't discuss any type of ladder, right, of going to Zahiris and to Zrizas and to Nakiyas and all of this process that I'm going to talk about. I can't talk about the Haran Precious of Tzidas and Nov and Yiras Chait if I don't have Zahiris in place. Right? So the final, the Makkah of Patish that the Rosh is saying, maybe the Yaseid Namon that will hold everything in place is the ability to, the process to think. One of a practical example is, let's say a person spoke about having certain plans that they have for the year, things they want to work on. You need to have some type of a, you know, little card, little piece of paper, something which you can pull out on a regular basis to look at, okay, this is my plan for the year. Where am I holding with that plan? But if you're not going to, the famous marshal about the told the guy, make sure that he reads the list every single day, you know. He read the list, but he didn't know anything about it. So we're worse. We don't even read the list. Right. So, guaranteed you're not going to get anywhere on the items on your list if you don't read your list. Because right now, Elul Bershom is Korov, and he's Mamsi himself, and you feel the, you want to change. You don't have that same Hargosha somewhere in the middle of Shad. It's not the same. So what's going to keep you going in the middle of Shad is at least you know what your plans were, you know where you want to be. Okay.